You're listening to Culture Shift. I'm Ryan Patrick Hooper. Last year, the folks behind publishing company One Time Run closed their gallery in Eastern Market and headed up Gratiot to the McDougal Hunt neighborhood to expand their operations in a massive new headquarters and be in the same neighborhood as the Heidelberg Arts Project. They'll host an open house of that new space on May 4th, and now exclusively on Culture Shift, the husband and wife duo behind One Time Run, Jesse Corey and Rula David, are announcing Spotlight, a brand new music venue, bar, and cafe that'll occupy that new space over on the east side and is scheduled to open in January 2019 with the help of a $40,000 Motor City Match grant. This venue will be in a similar vein as a Magic Stick or an L Club. Here's Jesse Corey from One Time Run explaining how adding an entertainment venue to a gallery can change the game.
With Spotlight, what we've been looking at doing and transforming what we do in from a traditional gallery where it's commodity driven into something that's more experiential, we feel like this is the moment when you actually turn the lights off on people at the gallery and tell them to go home is the moment you can actually turn the lights down and go into a different mode. And people can transcend that moment of experiential with art, experiencing new people, the deep conversations that happen over many hours with a community that's come together under a certain purpose, whether it's an art show or an event, and kind of continue to take that and take it and kind of put it in a different gear and go into a music activation. And I think that people will really really respond well to that, because I don't think people want to leave when the gallery closes.
I mean, how many times have we been to Interstate or Library Street or many different places, and it's like you're kicking people out of the door, and you're like, oh God, like everyone wants to stay and hang out. So what if we create an atmosphere where people can kind of come and stay and hang out? And the neighborhood is so unique because it's industrial. It's not residential. There's like a freedom when it comes to like sound and capacity and space. And so because of all of that, I feel like that we can push the boundaries a little bit.
So it's vertically integrated entertainment. You can see
pretty
a show,
much.
Get a sandwich out of a cooler, have a drink. Now, when you guys first made this move over to the east side, and we started talking about pay models, how you guys were thinking of maybe being more like a museum or having a membership model. Have you guys thought about what sort of the access point will be for a show here, a gallery show at this space? Is it $10 at the door? Is it free? Is it part of a membership program?
Here's one of the biggest problems that we have in the Detroit art community. We still don't have local collectors in the city of Detroit. There's older people in the suburbs, affluent neighborhoods, some affluent neighborhoods in Detroit that collect, but it's not at that kind of high volume capacity. And when you go to an art show, it's mostly everybody's friends and everybody's homies that want to come and support and give you a high five. And then there's people that are young and they're just starting to experience art for the first time. So we want to create like a model where we can collect money at the door, but it goes to the artist for making this installation. But when you come to the door, let's say it's 10 or 20 or 25, just depending on what the exhibit is, you get 2 free drink tickets. You know, you get like there's stuff that comes with it, so you don't feel like you're just like completely coming out of pocket. And so you can come have a full band or a DJ, have a couple of drinks on us, and it's all integrated into that price that you pay when you come through the door. And then the artist gets to leave that night. If he didn't sell one piece of art, he still gets to leave with some money, he or she, with money in their pockets. And so that's kind of like the format or the model that we were looking at.
So how did $40,000 from the City of Detroit's Motor City Match grant help make this happen?
There's always been things that are out in the Detroit community to help entrepreneurs and small businesses that we've never tapped into. So we looked into the Motor City Match. We found ourselves to be great candidates for it. We were like, a lot of times small businesses, it takes them a minute to get their business plan and how to put things together. But Jesse and I are kind of veterans and we've been open and had many different businesses. So for us to put that all and pull it all together, it wasn't that big of a challenge. And we got approved. We got approved for a $40,000 grant. But the grant is used to bridge with the rest of the financing. So they want to see you use that $40,000 to finish your space. So once we lock in all of our financing, which we're very close to, we can get started and that those funds will be accessible to us as of in the next week or so.
Spotlight, a new music venue, bar, and cafe that'll be part art gallery and part entertainment complex, is scheduled to open in January of 2019. You can hear this whole interview at WDET.org. You're listening to Culture Shift.